This episode is brought to you by Bevel, the first and only shaving system designed specifically for coarse, curly hair and sensitive skin. Shave smarter and say goodbye to razor bumps with Bevel. Check out GetBevel.com today. Use code JOEFREE to get your first month free at GetBevel.com. That's GETBEVEL.com. Bitch! Ooh, making love.
And we're rolling.
And we are rolling. All right. We are here. I'll name this podcast later. What is this, 50? I missed what? Last week? I missed 2 weeks?
I don't know. 1 week. That's missed, way too much reverb, by the way.
All right. So turn that down a little bit.
Joey. 55, maybe?
Are you DJ Clue?
What is this, 57?
55. No, it's like 55. Good.
It's not 55. That was 54?
Yeah, feels right.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Anyway, it feels like so much longer because anytime I miss one episode, it feels like so much longer. I did listen to the episode last week.
It's 55. Confirmed.
All right, so this is 55. Episode number 55. I'll name this podcast later with my co-hosts, Marty the Body, Marissa Mendez, and Michael Roars. Also known as, there was another name, somebody. Oh, Rory Lanes. Rory Lanes.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
there we go. Michael Roars, a.k.a. Rory Lanes. It's lit.
I'm switching sides.
Yeah, I mean, by name anyway. I listened to the podcast last week. Shout out to Peter for filling in for me. Peter, I want to make one thing very clear. This show is not a spinoff or anything remotely close to a spinoff of Juan Epstein or Juan or Epstein. This show is nothing like any of you guys, even if I was on your last episode to talk about my first episode. That's called teasing, promoing. It doesn't mean we are doing anything that you fucktards did. Shout out to Seif and Rosenberg.
Marty's a bit Jewy with money, though, so maybe. Okay. Maybe it's a spinoff.
A Jace.
And you guys, you know what I noticed when Peter fills in for me, because Peter is more Marty, and then Rory, I'm more Rory. I don't like Peter's. Peter's too, like, it's too much white shit. He's like the clean white. He's not enough dirty white for me. That's okay. My problem.
Well, he's professional radio, so he's programmed that way, as he should be. He makes his money that way.
Yeah, but he doesn't come from professional radio. He didn't get his start on professional radio.
Yeah, but he's been doing professional radio for how many years?
9 on the morning show.
Yeah, so what? Anyway, thank you, Peter, for holding it down while in my absence. I went to do a bunch of Texas shit. And then from Texas, where did I go?
Los Angeles.
I went to L.A. to hang out, to babysit Nikki Heaton and her manager. That's what I call it anytime I'm with fucking kids. I call it babysitting now with this fucking podcast.
Nice.
And then from there, we went to the Poconos, right? Took my kid over there, and we were there for the weekend. But yeah, way to go, buddy. We're here. Took my kid over there, and now we are here.
Wow,
you missed the food poisoning I received from the Poconos.
No,
oh,
no, that's quiet. Not true.
Yo,
that's not
I was dying. I saw the light. I was praying over the porcelain, just wondering what color they were going to make my airbrush T-shirt when I died.
Hopefully not the color they made me on our podcast T-shirt, which is not my color at all.
It was no, we
can I make your death T-shirts like your rest in peace, remember Tory Lanez T-shirt? I mean Rory Lanez T-shirts.
I'd prefer if you use my real name, but, you know.
Well, you're dead, so nobody cares what you prefer. I'm not one of those guys after you die. He would have wanted it this month. No. We want to do everything the way he wouldn't have wanted it because he really can't do shit about it. No, actually, funny you say that. My son, he didn't finish his food, so I was trying to be a dad, and I picked the plate up and said, hey, why you didn't finish your food? He said, I'm not really feeling well. It fucked with my stomach. He didn't say that, but that's what he said. And then immediately after that conversation, I ran to the toilet and stayed there for a long time. So then Toy and Asia, they came up to me when we were at the bar. And they said, well, you and Trey are the only ones that got fucked up. I said, well, how do you know? Mm-hmm. Like, we haven't asked anybody else. We haven't spoken to anybody else. And y'all wouldn't know I was fucked up or Trey if I didn't come tell y'all. So in that group chat, yeah,
I was riding back with Asia, and my stomach started feeling crazy, and I said, damn, am I that much of a faggot?
Damn, too much Hennessy.
Am I that much of a faggot that I got car sick? And then I got back.
Well, let me answer you, yes, you are that much of a faggot, even if you didn't get car sick.
Yeah. Trey's looking at me like fucking pansy. Yeah. We had to pull over.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he told me about that.
Can you really take your reverb off? It sounds horrible.
All right, so take it off. I don't care.
It sounds really
bad. I really don't hear it.
You kind of look like you kind of look like Cameron today.
You look like Easter's coming. This is a very pastel outfit that you have on. Are you going out after this?
No.
You look like an emoji. Like a Cameron emoji.
What about me looks like a Cameron?
You know, like when they make those little, now they make
I have one, what is this that I'm wearing?
It's like salmon, what color is this? A salmon pink bomber jacket.
I was, yeah, that's maybe a salmon pink.
I don't think it's salmon. It's like salmon.
It's Easter.
It looks like beige to me.
You look like you got dipped in Easter dye.
The material of it, it's I think, pinkish. Is making it like...
Pink.
It's not pink, it's beige.
No.
I mean, I don't really care.
That's not beige.
And then he's like lightened his beard up a little bit. He's got like a 5 o'clock show.
What did she say? You were complimenting me at one point.
Yeah, you look like a grown man / rapper. Like a grown rapper.
So this isn't how I always look?
No, absolutely not. Usually
I
you look homeless.
I wouldn't say grown man either.
Well, that thanks. I wouldn't expect you to say anything. All right, so we got a lot to get to.
Yeah,
we have a lot to get to.
We had a guest that would have been fucking phenomenal, but he had to cancel last minute. I'm just gonna put that out there because a lot of people. I said we had a guest coming last week. I just want to put that out there now that we no longer have one.
Yeah, he had to cancel at the last minute. Shout out to him. Hopefully everything's good with him. What do you want to start? Let's start with Oscars.
We can. White people did well.
Shut the fuck up, Rory. Rory and myself, Madi, I'm assuming you Googled the Oscars, streamed them, something. You don't have, you don't have a TV.
I don't even have a television now.
You don't have TV, cable, any, you just.
Just out here living in this world.
Just, I mean, if that's what you want to call it.
I mean, I have Wi-Fi through a cable company, so all right,
we don't care. We don't want to go through all that. Did you see the Oscars or not?
I did not, but I know.
All right, so Madi was boycotting with us.
Yes.
Yes. Madi the Body was boycotting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you've had enough black in you to be able to boycott.
Hello.
So, Rory and I watched the Oscars and the Poconos.
I was home by then. I had left.
Oh, yeah, you weren't there.
Yeah, I left by then.
All right, you were home. You watched it at home.
I did watch it at home. All right, I was slowly dying.
I was mm-hmm. having a conversation with Toy and Toy's friend Jay. And Jay was very into this broadcast like I was prior to it airing, right? And Toy couldn't understand... why we were so into it. She was one of those people that were saying, you do know that that's what keeps the Oscars on. Like, if you're going to watch it, like, it gives them ratings, and then whatever point you have or whatever point you're angry about, you know, she was one of those.
It was actually their lowest rated show in 8 years.
Yeah, yeah, I know. And I tried to explain to her the...
Which they tried to blame on Chris Rock, which I found rather odd.
He was the highlight of the show.
Oh, please.
They
don't
said,
be
no,
stupid.
All the headlines said, Chris Rock hosted Oscars got lowest rating, which I was like, you're putting this on Chris Rock.
Well, you have to understand, white people use media outlets to drive home their point.
Darn it, he figured us out. Fuck.
They're onto us. I did see those headlines. Sean King, even if your point was valid, there's some perspective that you're missing. Sean King writes for the Daily News, decided to put Chris Rock on the front page. Well, not him, but they put Chris Rock on the front page and had unflattering headlines about the job that he did. I personally enjoyed him. I thought that there were no more perfect host to host and speak to the feelings and sentiments of black people than Chris Rock. That's another thing Toy said. Toy said, what's so special about Chris Rock doing it? It'd be the same shit if fucking Kevin Hart did it. Nah, no. And that's
Toy really said that?
Yeah, but when I exited the conversation and I began to let Toy know that Chris Rock is a very, very vocal very vocal advocate on black matters.
I think Chris Rock is first intelligent and then funny.
Right. I think Kev would have been way
extremely
more
intelligent.
There's so much intelligence in his humor.
Comedic genius and the great ones, the great comics, they use the truth. So you already anybody who was familiar with Chris Rock already knew he was coming out with the shits. Mm-hmm. And he came out with the shits. He came out so much with the shits that some of that shit I didn't know how to feel about as it was occurring. I wasn't all for all of it. I hated that Stacey Dash shit.
Oh my God.
Hated it.
Very unnecessary.
She's so retarded.
You know, black people ain't fucking with Stacey Dash. I mean, even if what was happening was supposed to be funny, even if it was funny, we wasn't about to laugh at it. It was very awkward.
Well, I think that might have something to do with his angle, Chris Rock's. I think it was to make everyone feel uncomfortable and awkward. Because it seemed that way from the gate. Like, from the monologue on, everything was awkward.
Well, once I learned, because the next day, and just in thinking about it, I tweeted, I was trying to figure out if maybe the writers for Chappelle's Show or Chappelle had their fingerprints on on the monologue, and I was told that Neil Brennan, one of the writers, helped Chris Rock write that.
Yeah, Neil wrote with Chris Rock a lot on the Top 5 movie. They wrote together on that.
So once I was told that, I tried to picture like that skit in the Chappelle Show. Mm-hmm. That skit is very Chappelle Show.
Super Chappelle
Show. And it so might be funny
out of context,
the Chappelle Show.
And not at a super white situation.
Not while we already mad looking at the screen.
Yeah.
We already mad.
Got a chip on our shoulder Stacey watching
Dash
this shit.
Is the last hoe that we want to see. Listen, I figured out ages ago that Stacey Dash was an airhead. Like, age, you know what? When the whole world was clamoring over Stacey Dash and how fine she is, where was that we heard her talk? It was somewhere around the All Falls Down video. Mm. Might have been somewhere around there where we heard her talk, and I was like, she made a mistake and did an interview with some shit. And I heard it, and I was like, I was like, whoa. You know how, like, when you see your favorite Instagram honey
have an opinion.
Talk? Once they like shoot a video and you got to listen to them.
Yeah.
And you got to hear how their brain is going.
Another reason I don't have Snapchat.
Yeah.
Oh, good point.
Yeah, and then you quickly learn that their mouths are not attached to their brains. It's horrible. Stacey Dash is one of them. And then she did an interview afterward, which I don't know anything about, so I'm not going to talk about it.
Well, she's even worse than an Instagram model because she really has opinions. And strong
and, like,
opinions.
And sticks to them and like really fights for them.
And has an outlet.
And writes blog posts about them and talks
about them. Why does Stacey Dash have an outlet?
Ask Fox News, bro.
Well, everybody. She's on Fox News?
Yeah, she's on there often.
Oh, this makes total sense.
Yeah. No, I was just going to say.
It's a racist ass network that follows one person.
God. Jesus. Stacey Dash is on Fox News.
They do it with her, and they do it with that old police, black police chief, where they go, hey, this person looks like black people, but thinks like us. He's perfect.
Perfect. We'll have diversity while still sticking with our ideals.
Homeboy.
Yeah, who's just all pro police. And I don't even want
to. Who is that? Don, is that?
Don Lemon?
Is that him?
No. This is an old police chief black guy. He's not really on there. They just bring him on as a guest.
All right. I do know who you're talking about.
Yeah,
Don Lemon's not old or, my bad.
Right, yeah.
Because I feel like that about him. That's why I thought that. But so I don't even want to talk about Stacey Dash too much. Chris Rock did great. No black people won outside of Leonardo DiCaprio. I was very
congrats
excited.
Leo, though.
Yeah.
Very well excited. Deserved. Very proud of Leo. Very happy they didn't cut the music on while a real nigga was talking. You know what I mean? Because he went on and he was just a class act, that guy. Did you see Kate?
Kate who?
Who's Kate? Is Titanic co-star?
The chick he's been fucking for the last fucking 20 years or 10 years. I have long speed. And she's been in the audience fucking crying and all teary. And when she won in 2000, and what year was that she won? 2009?
We're still not sure which year we're talking about.
I don't know either. But the okay. White girl that he's been fucking, you know, it's your job to keep up with this stuff.
I didn't know. He's had
if you followed anything that wasn't Ty Dolla $ign or anything that wasn't Urban, you are the person. Miss Info would know who I'm talking about right now.
Yeah, but he has not been.
Karen Civil or any one of your idols would know who I'm talking about
Karen's
right now.
Karen's my
Piero.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute.
Wait, why is she supposed to be my idol? I don't understand.
Whoa. Is she not?
When?
Mentor.
I mean, yeah, she definitely guides me and gives me good advice.
Sounding a little different today. Hold up. We're not going to dig into this. Just know
I don't understand what there's to dig. That's like my good friend. She's not really my idol. We're like
At the start of this podcast, if we listen to episodes 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5, one of those episodes, you were very adamant about her being your mentor. You've referred to her that way multiple times. It's on tape.
No, my mentor is Kathy, but Karen definitely gives me fucking great advice and helps guide me. No.
Who the hell's Kathy?
Kathy Yandley. She's a writer.
I'm gonna find that clip,
okay,
just for you. Well, but we're not.
I love Karen.
But we're not. But we're not talking about Karen or you right now. So where were we going just now? I forgot
how Kate, some woman named Kate.
Oh no, yeah, but Winslet? I don't fucking know. Don't try to know now either.
Well,
but anyway,
I said, the bitch she from was Titanic. All crying, like, that's the only Kate I know.
Fucking TMZ says that Chris Rock was lying about the fucking Girl Scout cookies and how much
the
they 65, made, the
000,
65 grand.
Yeah.
Apparently, that was supposed to be a skit. I certainly didn't know it was a skit. I thought it was a genius idea to bring girls to sell Girl Scout cookies in a locked room full of millionaires who are starving because they can't get any food.
And even if it wasn't true, Why are you gonna fucking research it? That was like an unnecessary research.
They also researched, not TMZ, but some media outlet was like, Chris Rock didn't actually go to Compton for the Compton skit.
Oh my God.
And it ended up, he went to a movie theater on Crenshaw. So.
Oh my God. Whoa,
so wow. Far off.
Crenshaw.
Well, I thought he did really well. I was happy that Mad Max cleaned up. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I was happy, because I didn't see it. But I was happy.
About to say it.
Oh, was that the context of the random Suge Knight dude in it? There was a Compton skit prior to that or something like that?
He went to a Compton movie theater and asked all of them, had they seen X, Y, and Z movies?
All the white
all
movies.
Of them said no. And uh-huh. Then they said, you see Straight out of Compton, and everyone flipped out about it.
Ah, that was dope. That's dope.
I would like to see, and I'm not the guy who watches the Oscars and then has a whole list of movies that he wants to see from the Oscars, but I would like to see The Big Short. I would like to see The Room. That just sounds frightening to me, that concept about a pregnant lady gets kidnapped, guy throws her in a room, and now she has the baby in the room and has to raise this baby in this room.
Oh, shit.
I didn't even know about that.
It's like a shitty-ass scenario.
It was nominated in every category. And I was like, what is this about? Like, even the trailer was spooky, and I'm not easily spooked. Like, why are these niggas in a room? And that's why they were in a room. So I do want to see those movies, and outside of that, I don't have anything else. Oscar, I'm not even going to spend too much time on the Oscars. He brought the elephant. He pointed out the elephant in the room, and that was that. Do I expect anything to change? I'm not really sure, but that's that. Right?
Yeah, that's all
you got. You got. That's all you got. No. Guys got. Now, I think that's a great segue to talk about segregation really quickly. Really quickly, I would like to add to segregation. And I want to pray to light-skinned God Steph Curry real quick. I have a question. I have a question about the two light-skinned gods who are moving us further away from all you dark-skinned niggas with your shenanigans. Who is the real light-skinned god, Steph Curry or Drake?
I think Drake.
No way.
I'm going Steph Curry.
It would have to be Steph Curry.
Well, you have to understand. Well, no, Drake's a rapper.
And
he's a huge rapper, but the NBA is the NBA, and Steph Curry is the best player in the world.
Yes. No question.
So I'm going Steph Curry.
You didn't see that game, did you?
No, but I know the game that you're talking about 2 nights ago.
Of course you do, because it transcended sports.
Yeah.
That was the shot that made the earth stand still.
Mm-hmm.
That shot happened on Saturday, and I couldn't wait for Monday and Tuesday to hear all the fucktards talk about that shot. That shot was so arrogant to just pull up from there with your real form.
Oh, wait, you know what? I did see it. Like, it was like, it was like when he was running, he threw it to his boy, the boy threw it right back, and then he hit it from like all the way out in the court. Right?
I was
no
great commentator.
No. It was the last play. They inbounded to Draymond. Draymond threw it to
with a timeout left. They had a timeout.
And with time.
Wait, but that's what I'm talking
they
about,
threw
right?
Threw it to Steph. Steph dribbled up.
Which had, makes it way more arrogant.
Dribbled up, had a man on him. And me, I paused.
Faked him out, right?
No, he just pulled up from where no one in the world could believe he stopped and took a straight form jump shot from over 30 feet away. The look of agony on his on the defender's face, I paused. He was like, oh, fuck. Then they showed the Thunder bench, and Enes Kanter, that whole building knew that shot was going in before it went in. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Chef Curry, man.
I don't want to hear any more about Allen Iverson being better than Steph Curry. I just don't.
I was wondering that the other day. Is he like officially the best ever to do it? Not better than him, right?
No.
I look at Steph Curry like a modern day Pistol Pete Maravich. I think I was telling this to somebody. Of course, I didn't see him play. However, from what I have seen and what I've heard from my father, who did see him play, he could pass, he could shoot, had range, he had handle. Like he was great, and he was short, which made it like amazing. Mm. He's doing amazing things, and to call him the greatest shooter ever is like an understatement. He's extremely too crafty around the rim. He's leading the league in field goal percentage at the rim, and I think he has the best handle in the league.
Well, the biggest criticism after that shot from media and actual NBA players is it's a very less aggressive league right now. And Curry, being as scrawny as he is, would not have lasted in an era that Allen Iverson prospered in, where it was a much more aggressive league.
Like,
okay, great. That's true. That's true, just because they'd have fucked him up.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not big enough to withstand Bill Laimbeer and Rick Mahorn and Kevin McHale and those likes fucking him up.
And I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Charles
Oakley. To have that much percentage that close to the rim at that being that small, it's a point to be made. That he can do that this in this era, But that's why I thought Iverson was so great, because he was so small but was taking hits in the paint and finishing all the time. Mm.
Allen Iverson had to take 40 shots a night. Mm-hmm. Oh. And I don't want to hear about that being the team he was on, because that team was built around his skill set.
The Sixers?
Yeah.
Well, he also brought one of the shittiest NBA Finals teams ever to the Finals.
However, that team was built around his skill set. And that team wasn't as bad as everybody makes them out to be.
They were pretty bad.
No, they weren't. No, they weren't. They weren't. They were a bad Finals team. But they weren't a bad team.
Oh, well, yeah. Eric, of course they were Eric a good
Snow
team, but I'm saying Finals was.
Eric Snow was... am I saying it right? That was Eric Snow.
It was
right?
Eric Snow, yeah.
Eric Snow was serviceable. I mean...
He was a good point guard. He was a good backcourt.
He played D. He played D. He was serviceable.
Aaron McKee,
he was serviceable. Fucking... They had... Mutombo, who was a defensive player of the year, that was a great defensive team. Could they beat the fucking Lakers in the Finals? Hell no. But when they won that first game, was I talking shit to niggas?
Oh,
yeah, I was. Yeah, I was. Steph Curry keeps getting 50 and not playing in the fourth quarter, and he did it the other night with one free throw on like 14 shots. He was 12 for 14, 10 of 12 from three. Like... Would anybody rather have Allen Iverson if you had to start a team? And don't think that I'm, and please don't think that I'm shading Allen Iverson. Allen Iverson's like an icon and a legend. I think when it's all said and done, he won't be better than he won't be better than him. Well, he's not better than Steph Curry now, but Steph Curry, when it's all said and done, if he continues at this pace without the ankle issues, he's gonna be up there.
I agree.
Well, is he the best point guard in the league right now?
He's the best player in the league right now.
I'm close to there. I'm not ready to say that. I don't know if he does enough on the defensive end, even though he plays defense.
He just looks lazy when he does it. He's still playing.
Yeah, he looks very lax during all that shit. But I don't talk about sports too much because look at my I thought you saw the game or the highlights or whatever.
I saw the one little shot. It was
when you know
GIF.
The guy passed it to the other guy.
Then he threw it right back. Alley oop and all that.
What else do we need to talk about? Oh, you guys' favorite person, Troy Ave.
Oh yeah,
yep. BSB. What up?
Interesting situation.
BSB,
which I still think should. That's a weird name, because Backstreet Boys, that's what I think of when I hear BSB.
I don't think Backstreet Boys and Troy Ave have the same demographic.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think they're making music for the same people.
Did Backstreet Boys go as BSB?
Yeah.
And I'm a Backstreet Boys fan. I'm not shitting on them.
Yeah, BSB life.
And they ain't want no drama with NSYNC. Fuck out of here. NSYNC got them niggas out of here.
Nah,
that shit, 98 Degrees, damn, they got them niggas out of here.
Nah.
Toward the end.
No, 98 Degrees was very underrated.
Mahdi had the 98 Degrees album. You did. I did.
I had all three.
See, I know
and NSYNC, Backstreet Boys. I was a fan of all of them.
You had to be like a
Hanson.
Real
boy
band head to
O-Town.
Really fuck with 98 Degrees.
No, you should just had Hanson and O-Town.
Oh, I love that.
Yo, Hanson had hits, man.
How do you go from Hanson and O-Town to fucking Dipset and G-Unit?
I don't know.
Something that's really wrong. I hate y'all. Anyway, let's get off of that for a minute. Troy Ave is beefing with Joey Badass.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a weird, whack beef anyway to begin
super,
with.
Super, super whack.
Like, that beef don't have nobody running to the fucking tape recorder.
At all.
Unless you want to laugh.
No, that's not to say that anything is wrong with Troy Ave or Joey Badass. It's just, if I had to pick two people to beef, it wouldn't be Joey Badass and Troy Ave.
Nope.
So I saw this fucking Instagram post, because on my timeline, people were killing that shit, from Troy Ave. Apparently, Joey Badass said something first.
Yeah,
he started.
He did.
I mean, this all goes back to a while ago. The beef started last summer or so when Troy Ave was doing an interview, and he was just talking about how he's got like the biggest numbers for an independent album. He sold like 7,700 copies or something like that.
Who, Joey Badass?
No, Troy was talking about himself, and he was like, that was like one of the biggest independent rappers from New York ever." Da da da. And Joey tweeted basically like, "Nah, bro. Like, I'm independent, and I sold way more than you." So
is Joey Badass independent?
I mean, he's super adjacent. Like, he's distributed through Sony Red. And
Joey Badass is not independent.
Right.
Well, Sony Red does the distribution. Are they doing marketing, publicity? No. That's independent. They're just doing, it's a distribution cut. Will his album be in more stores? Yes. But it's digital age, so I mean, I think iTunes is probably your biggest market. Or shout out to Tidal. Could stream it there, Tidal.com.
Oh, Lord. Do we have to deal with Rory and his shit again? All right, so.
So, yeah, so then there's like a little
Joey
Twitter
Badass
exchange.
Even if
this age and independent, for sure.
Being distributed by Sony Red is not really independent.
Independent adjacent.
Sony Red's distribution and E1's distribution are not the same.
Yeah.
It's just not.
Okay.
All right, so let's throw that out the window.
So that's what started this all.
Sony Red not putting him on Jimmy Kimmel. Like, they're not pushing him. They're giving him a money split to put his album out.
Well, I don't know enough about his situation or his deal, so I can't comment on it.
But that's what started all of this. So then...
But why is Joey Badass even...
Why did he care?
Yeah, so Joey Badass sold a lot of records.
Right, he did. And he's doing
a
lot of records.
So why does he care that Troy
Let's take into account that he just turned 21, so he's a kid. And I guess kids like to argue on the internet, you know?
I've never really seen Joey Badass argue on the internet. I've never really seen Joey Badass be upset with rappers. Well, outside of me, but...
See?
He was mad at you.
Yeah.
The name thing or what?
Yeah. No, the fucking...
He was the best Joey?
Yeah, it was the line in the Slowdown record. To me, it's just one Joey, just badass. I thought that was a great line.
Oh, you dissed him.
I wasn't dissing him. It was wordplay. Like what are you talking about?
Dissed the shit out of him.
I mean, it's
That's
a diss
crazy.
A little bit, though. It's like a slight.
Why?
It's
a diss if you're a fucking kid.
Exactly. Yeah. How old is he?
Your name is Joey Badass. My name is Joey.
Not so much of a badass.
I'm badass. So look at that wordplay. I don't have time to explain it to fucking kids. Well, he knew not to throw a bar my way, and that was it. However, I'm not playing with these niggas. Any of you niggas that want to rap against me, I would advise against it.
Message.
Before you send your shots.
Headline.
I've been dissing rappers on this podcast for the last month. I ain't heard a fucking peep.
Woo!
And that's not to say that I'm not dissing Joey Badass. I'm just saying what he was mad at to me was not a diss.
I wasn't attempting to diss him.
But he dissed or he spoke up against Troy Ave
on Twitter, and then he spoke about it in an interview with Ebro in the Morning, and then it kind of died. And then he recently put out a song last week called Ready, and in it he just said something about I guess his pro era groupmate sold more than Troy Ave,
which is probably true.
Yeah, and he said Troy Ave's name, so that's
well,
what
why did he do that?
Right, so that's a problem.
He said
Troy.
His name was Kirk. He said my man Kirk sold more than Troy Ave.
Okay, shout
which
out to
by the way,
well even if it's
which
true.
By the way that. You could look at that as not a diss.
I mean, it is facts.
My man who's on the lowest of pro era outsold a somewhat established rapper in New York.
No, that's it's a diss. No.
Troy Ave is not an established rapper in New York. Troy Ave is on the come up.
How long are they on the come up? I'm curious now. I'm being objective here. What is it? How long are you on the come up? I'm just curious.
It's relative.
So you could be on the come up till you're dead. You could be 70 years old and yo, I'm still on the come up, but you know how it go. We gotta grind, we gotta get this money. Like,
Rory,
I'm just curious. When are we not on the come up anymore? When are we plateauing?
Come on.
When have we just stopped? When is the come up over?
Omadi's laughing extra hard at this because she doesn't like Troy Ave.
This is objective.
I'm just talking about Omadi. Why is she? This is funny, but it's not as funny as Omadi is laughing.
Rory, you're just so clever.
Normally, when that happens, there's a vested interest somewhere else. Okay, so let's talk about that. That's a good question. No, if you're 70 years old and you fucking drop dead, nah, it's over, my nigga.
He died grinding.
He was out there getting it.
Yo, if he just would have made it to 71,
he was right there.
Let me ask you a more serious question. Do you think Chinx was on the come up or was he established?
I think he still had a lot to grow.
Chinx was on the come up.
Yeah.
I think there was definitely room. He had just gotten a big single.
He had a leg to stand on.
So yeah, you saw growth. You saw mixtapes to radio records. You saw progress.
See, and that's my problem with people. Chinx is liked. Troy Ave is not liked.
Well, whose fault is that?
I think you're about to make a fair point.
So,
in our perception of how we look at these two things.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
Like Troy Ave, and I won't begin to act like I'm so well versed in all of Troy Ave's music.
Nor am I. That's why my opinions
However,
are objective.
I see him and Nelson out there working. Now, my opinion is Troy Ave makes himself very easy to hate.
Mm-hmm.
And this instance with Joey Badass is yet again another valid reason for other people to hate Troy Ave. Troy Ave dissed, what's the gentleman's name?
Capital Steez, may he rest in peace.
And he is who?
He is a member of Pro Era who committed suicide in December of 2012 because he was battling serious depression. And he was young at the time, 18, 19, 17, child.
Now, why is this gentleman's name coming out of Troy Ave's mouth? What point is being made outside of, older niggas just looking at you and saying, all right, that's just ignorant. Ignorant for lack of a better term. Actually, not for lack of a better term, but y'all my people. So I'm not going to say that term. But why is he talking about him? I'm
and
lost.
And saying that he's burning in hell at that.
So now Troy Ave yet again has alienated an entire group of people. Mm-hmm. Now, this is not the first time Troy Ave has done this. I have seen Troy Ave years ago. I want to say about 2 years ago. He was tweeting some shit about depression and how anybody with depression is a weirdo or a sucker or a faggot. That hit me, but it couldn't hit me too hard coming from him because clearly he just knows not what he speaks. So I DM'd Hovain and I said, hey, just a word of advice.
Get your man.
You might want to curve that one. Because there are plenty of people that one day y'all may need to speak to who have suffered from that. Mm-hmm. So, I'm only able to recognize this in him because I've stood in my own way so many times. Troy Ave is how old?
30.
23, yeah.
He's up to, he's
ain't a young sprinter.
He's too old. He's too 20, old.
28 to 30. Let's put him in that room.
20 to 30. No,
28 to 30.
Yeah, 27 to 37, somewhere around it. He's too old for age to be an excuse. And because that's my man, I won't say my man, like Thanksgiving dinner, my man, but because that's somebody I dap when I see, it's important for me to say this on this platform and when I see him or his representation. Because clearly he's missing the point.
30.
Mm. Like, so now what happens if anyone uses foresight at all? Joey Badass is well within his right to go fuck them niggas up. Mm-hmm. And clearly we see he don't have a problem doing that when he just swung on motherfucking
paparazzi
outside of whatever concert that was of Irving.
Right.
We saw that footage.
If you that was outside the garden. That was coming out of the garden. Even worse.
Yeah, even worse. So if you missed that footage, there's footage going around of Joey Badass coming out of Madison Square Garden and paparazzi touched him or said something.
They called him ASAP Rocky.
They called him ASAP Rocky and he turned around and he gave them niggas exactly what they deserved and had coming to him.
Travis Scott did the same thing. People do not like when you call them ASAP Rocky, guys.
All right, well, let me play devil's advocate here. Is there a line we draw in diss records?
Well, that's what we were talking about too. Like, has it been worse before? And people kept saying that, but they didn't have an argument. What line is worse than saying that your deceased homeboy was burning in hell because he committed suicide and you don't feel like that's a good thing to do?
I'm just curious where you draw the line. That's all.
I mean, what's the worst line?
Wherever you draw it. I mean, that's my thing. You draw the line wherever it is you decide to draw it. But be cognizant of recourse. Mm-hmm. Mm.
Well, I think anything is fair in a diss record as long as it's good.
I heard the record's good. I haven't listened to
it. It's not.
I haven't heard it.
I've seen
my personal opinion. This is not my opinion of Troy Ave or any of his music. I just don't like that diss track. I thought it was really bad. All his points made absolutely no fucking sense in what he was trying to get across about Joey Badass.
I do want to make it clear, though, that I don't think he's wrong for making a diss record. If Joey said
no,
this one,
I think beef is super
right,
healthy in hip-hop.
Definitely, but to go, I think the Capital C shit was so fucking stupid.
I think there's something wrong with saying something about someone who isn't alive to defend themselves.
Yep.
That's a fair point.
That person has nothing to do with this beef other than being associated with Joey Badass. Mm-hmm. That person had his own demons and dealt with it the way they saw fit. Yep. That's for them and their higher power or lower power to deal with. Who the fuck is Troy Ave now to come intervene? I don't know the relationship between Steez and Joey Badass. They could have been like real. I don't know how that affected Joey Badass. And I'm not speaking up for Joey Badass. I'm just speaking up on behalf of the people that can identify with shit like that. Mm-hmm. I'm one of those people. I don't get it. It just doesn't offend me because he knows not what he speaks.
And while I want to play devil's advocate on that point, I thought it was corny after the fact that he went on his Instagram and put up a caption reiterating what he said about hashtag you not ready when your homies kill they say self they're suckers forever. It speaks to your character and the company you keep. That's weirdo shit.
Oh my god, he's so
never commit suicide, y'all. It's not the answer.
Troy, I would hope, first of all, that post reeks of you not having anything else to say that you deem to be hurtful to Joey Badass. And when you do diss records, for me anyway, I always do my research and get some homework. That reeks of that, number one. Number two, I would hope that Nelson or Hovain or somebody with some fucking sense over there behind Troy Ave were to speak to him about that, and hopefully one day later on, Troy Ave will regret that, or at least see the other side, and act like fucking John. I just hate humans.
Right.
I mean, that's really just what it all boils down to. Hopefully, you can get some more perspective, and we don't have this to deal with.
I just thought it was a bit weird that his angle was: you don't have a record on the radio, you don't play in the clubs, you weirdo shit. Is that a diss when you're selling
more than you
200,000 copies of your album, and you're not even old enough to get in the club?
Joey Badass sold a lot of records.
Mm-hmm. He's officially now allowed to get in the club, by the way.
Okay.
Who, Joey Badass?
Yeah.
I think Joey Badass was going to clubs before he was.
I'm sure he was,
of course, but it was a, you know.
That's not your lifestyle.
Yeah, I'm saying.
I get upset at just the lack of civility. That's what it is.
Mm.
Like, just as a human being. Oh, I can't. And I'm not spending too much time on this because I'm not that invested. And I don't want to sound like I'm
you know
invested.
What else this speaks to, though? Like, is depression and suicide and all these different things so taboo, like, in the hood that that's why he has this ideology? I mean, we spoke about this before about how, you know, society makes it so hard for a man to come out and speak about being depressed and speak about really feeling the way, and people really oppress them and say, like, man up, just fucking stop being in your feelings, whereas a woman is able to do that more. Maybe it just speaks to what the fuck happens deep in Brooklyn they don't understand.
Well, as we've already addressed on this podcast many a time, awareness for depression and mental illness is very, very, very low.
Mm-hmm.
However, they both are from Brooklyn.
Right. Mm-hmm.
What is this, like a Brooklyn beef?
Which is silly. We need to be together.
Oh, hey, I want to talk to Brooklyn. Brooklyn, 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 Brooklyn.
He's not calling
Brooklyn,
his dog.
Brooklyn, it's Brooklyn in the house.
Without a doubt.
I want to talk to gentrified Brooklyn.
I don't know if they listen to this podcast.
Hey, Joe.
Would you like to go get some green tea and try
this? Yeah, Rory and Marissa are from class? Gentrified fucking Brooklyn.
Yes.
I fucking
totally
so,
from there.
Brooklyn. So, I will be the first to tell you, When I got the Kanye album, I indeed thought that he had a song with Future. I did. And I thought that was confirmed when I heard one of my favorite tags, Metro Boomin Want Some Mo.
No.
If Metro Boomin Want Some Hoes,
Metro
Boomin Want
Some Mo. I'm gonna shoot you. That was the tag.
Was that the tag?
That was the tag.
I like that
and
one
that
too.
Song.
I like that one too.
Mm.
I like Metro Boomin's tag.
I do too.
Me too.
What tags do we like from producers? Hey, producers.
Buzz it on,
hey, wait. Because producers think that all their tags is hot when they're not.
Yeah, not all of them.
I love A-Rab's tag.
I like...
Justice is just so iconic
I love... Wait, what?
I said Justice is just so iconic.
Are you saying Just or Justice?
Just please. Justice.
Yeah, why do you talk like that? Why do you... like it?
Because it's plural. It's he owns that tag.
Just.
All right.
Yeah, you're saying Justice is.
Yeah, because there's no like two S's in there.
Justice.
I like Cardo got wings. It's like Cardo got wings.
I don't know.
It's pretty cool.
Marty, don't start naming a bunch of niggas from New Orleans that I don't know.
He's not from New. I don't even know where he's from. He's not New Orleans.
I like who's Meek's guy. Jaleel. Jaleel Jungle Beats.
Oh yeah, and he's always telling us saying and then Halle.
It's Jaleel Beats. It's not Jungle Beats. I always
what is it?
It's Jaleel Beats. His name.
Yeah, but Jungle's way harder.
I like Zombie on the Track.
Yeah, Jungle. Zombie I like Zombie on the Track. That's hard.
I always like that one.
Mm-hmm. What is Just Blaze's tag?
Just Blaze.
You.
Oh,
it's
I made
you.
That tag.
It's mocking you.
Yeah.
I made that tag. So why am I asking about that? What other tags do we like? If you're not in that mix, then I don't want to hear your tag. I like Cardiac's tag. I mean, even though it's not, it's just the flat line, but I like it. It's creative. Who else?
I'm trying to think.
A-Rab shit just always sounds so dark.
Oh, and prayers.
Like
prayers out to A-Rab.
Prayers out to A-Rab, who I have spoken to today.
Is he doing well?
And I have spoken to yesterday. And I have spoken to the day before.
Suffice to say, he spoke to him.
Because him and I have some things in the works, and I'll leave it at that. Now, A-Rab, if you did not know, was shot this past weekend, shot in the leg.
Thursday.
Head or wherever they said. Hopefully he was grazed. I don't have enough information
his
on the whereabouts.
His head was grazed, and then he was shot in like the face and the leg.
And then his man got shot somewhere in a leg, I guess.
Yeah.
So
at a parking garage in Harlem.
I was very distraught when I received this news. Because that's not the first time this has happened to A-Rab, number one.
Nope, it happened in 2013 as well at a botched robbery.
Yeah, I know. And he came to record. He came to play some beats at the Slaughterhouse section shortly after that. And
he real.
And you just would think that people would move a little differently exactly when something like said. That happens. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know what happened because I didn't ask. I was just so excited that he was well and able to speak and moving around. But A-Rab is 4'4", wears a lot of jewelry, and has a nice car, and doesn't travel with security very often from what I know. Now, that is my man. But he was on 125th Street at 4 in the morning is yes, what sir. This said.
No, it was actually, I think it was like some a little earlier than that. It was like evening, 7 p.m. or so.
Nah.
I thought it was at like 4.
Nah. No, I think it was... at night. I'll look this up.
Nobody is shooting you at, right, 7 p.m. on 125th Street. But it doesn't matter. I don't go to 125th Street in the daytime when the sun is shining. Like, so it doesn't matter whether we're 7 or not. Bottom line, I'm glad that A-Rab and his friend were in stable condition and are all right. So prayers out to them because we're losing way too many people. I've said on many occasions, you know, I feel like I've lost someone every 2 weeks.
7 p.m.
Oh, wow, that was crazy.
They had to catch those idiots.
Uh-huh. And they arrived on a pedicab. I'm not sure. Was it like the little bicycle shit?
You're just running around Brooklyn at, not Brooklyn, 125th at 7 p.m. with a 380 looking to shoot somebody.
Crazy little motherfuckers.
All right. Well, good, as long as A-Rab is all right.
Mm-hmm.
What else occurred?
50 verse Ebro.
Yeah.
That occurred.
Do we want to talk about this now?
We can.
Yeah, why not?
Because we had a guest that was coming who was perfect to talk about it.
Yeah. Did he and then our guest is not here. Up in the air?
And I would like to speak to someone about it, whether that be 50 or Ebro or Tex or Charlamagne or Envy or Star or who else? Hove.
Yeah, I'm gonna call him up right now. Actually, well, I got it.
You should have mentioned that like an hour ago. I could have come through.
Could have got him on the line.
Oh yeah, because you were just with Hove.
Yeah.
Title.com.
Fuck up, Rory.
When B texted me earlier, I would have brought it up. You know
I don't have
saying?
Time for fucking Rory Lane's bullshit. All right. Now, okay, this is what we are talking about. We're talking about radio wars, which I think is the undercurrent of streaming wars. I will explain that maybe next week or some shit. Okay. But so, who's filling us in? Are either one of you gonna fill us in? No, I don't let you do it because you work at Hot 97. I don't want to hear you do it. Rory.
Okay.
From what I understand, 50 Cent put up a picture of Ebro and said he was on the radio suggesting that 50...
Actually, no, but go ahead.
Oh, man, we got Sensitive Sally in the building. Every time... I meant to have my talk with you. Every time we discuss anything with Hot... Madi puts up her fucking defensive.
I don't, and I want to have this combo skin as objectively as I can, but you do have to understand these are not only my peers, but my superiors, people putting money in my pocket and a place that I want to grow in. So I.
But you didn't say anything just now.
I know, but I was just saying that's not really how it started. And then, you tell me that I'm putting my.
You tell us how it started then. Objectively,
I mean, it did
please.
Come from that. But,
oh, so that's what we were
well, the beginning.
But it seems to say the way you were insinuating was that Ebro was on the radio that morning speaking about it, and that's not the case. We don't know what the hell sent 50 off. This was a conversation.
Maybe a hangover.
Perhaps. But this was from an interview that Ebro and 50 had together like months back or even years back. And 50 actually agreed that, yes, he's part of the reason why like New York was a bit divided for a while because of the whole Ja Rule thing. People didn't want to work with Ja and people wanted to work with 5th and people couldn't, you know, they wanted to, but they couldn't because of the whole beef and 50 would go out them too. And it was a whole big thing. So 50 then I whatever woke up thinking about it, I guess. And put the meme up that just said, this guy right here says I'm responsible for bringing down New York, and then you could take it from there. Go ahead.
Well, the point that he made on the latter part was that Ebro is also responsible because he's not playing any mm-hmm. of New York's records on the radio.
Right.
Which, that was the latter part of the point that 50 made.
And then Ebro clapped back, and it was basically the same message. And Ebro,
I didn't feel like it was a clap back from Ebro.
Yeah, I mean, it was like a super, like, well, cool, if that's how you feel, come
yeah.
up, Ebro. Like,
yeah, I just thought that was a regular response.
Yeah, Ebro was not feeling any type of way. But it kind of bugs me because Ebro's not the program director and 50's been in the music business long enough to understand how radio works and that Ebro's not choosing every single song that goes on and that Hot 97 and any...
But Ebro was the program director.
At one time, yes, he was.
Quite some time.
And again...
For a while.
Yeah. And they've put New York artists on.
So then
on.
Why are you confused about that?
Because he's not now, and if he's saying
but
now...
He was. No, not to my now.
Here's a direct quote. It's a picture of Ebro. The caption is, "This guy said I destroyed New York hip-hop because I didn't work with New York artists to cover up that he was the program director that wouldn't play their records."
So he's talking about when he was the program director. And I think that's why Ebro catches a lot of flack, because he was the program director and he's been a very visible front man for Hot 97.
Right.
Ebro has taken shots for the whole team.
Yeah.
He's taking them for Flex. He's taking them for C. He's taking them for Syfe. He's taking anybody.
And done them in a very great way, in my opinion.
Yeah, he's done well. He handles it well. Ebro is one of the brighter people in radio. So he handles himself well. So now, while he was the program director, and I want people to know that the chain of command did not begin and end with Ebro.
That's what I was going to say.
That's the part that gets lost. But he is the face, so I understand all the shit coming his way. So now, while he was the program director. Oh, wait. Let's not get into that just yet. So from there, 50 disses Ebro, and now all of the people who secretly hate Ebro.
Mm-hmm.
Use this as a catalyst to which is get what, all their
which
feelings
is,
off.
Which is, I never get people to do this.
And it's the same. Never mind.
I personally don't get it, but that's me. So we have, who was it? It was Tax. Was it somebody else?
I only saw Tax, too.
I don't know if there was, I'm sure there was others, but.
It was others.
It was, you know, the typical.
I mean, it was the topic
of
the day, so.
What'd you say?
It was the topic of the day on Twitter, so I'm sure everyone that's our peer.
Well, because we kept getting more information and new developments. Yeah. Now, what some people didn't know was that Tax and Ebro have had their own behind-the-scenes bullshit that has been bubbling and brewing for quite some time.
Yes.
And it's not my... Rory's about to fall.
I told you this
Rory
chair
Lanez,
was broken.
You're really trying to emulate Tory Lanez.
He just looks so awkward.
Can you not
now?
Fall? Have you ever learned how to sit in a seat? No? Are you good? Can we hear you?
His arms flailed helplessly.
Yeah, the funny shit is his arms are so short. When he was falling, he couldn't even grab the floor for leverage. He was just grabbing in air. Oh, we got to teach this guy how to fall. All right, so yeah, Tax and Ebro have had their own shit growing for quite some time. Tax is part of Loudspeaker Network. Loudspeaker Network also hosts Charlamagne, his podcast, Brilliant Idiots. We all know Charlamagne and Ebro have had their shit going for quite some time. Tax is on Charlamagne's show and has been a really good friend and associate of him for quite some time. And then Combat Jack is over there. So all of the podcast powerhouses, air quotes.
Yeah.
Are over there.
Mm-hmm.
Except for me.
Except us, because we real.
Because we independent.
Yeah, not Joey Badass independent either. Like real live independent.
We Troy Av independent. Don't look at me like that. Go ahead.
Don't do that again. Money, for real. Okay, so now back to this whole shit and why I think this is interesting. The attack on Ebro and Hot is they do absolutely nothing for New York artists, or they haven't helped to break New York artists in quite some time. Nice. They don't help to curate the sound of New York, right? Mm-hmm. That is the attack.
That is the attack, yes.
That is the surface attack.
Correct.
I'm positive that the people who have a problem with Ebro and Hot have some other issues or have some other motives. But the surface, how you get all the people to come along and raise the fucking fuck Hot 97 flag is by saying, hey, they don't do anything to support New York or whatever the fuck they're saying. Now, with that said, is that true?
No. A$AP Rocky himself just said in an interview a couple months ago that Rosenberg was the first one to play his music on New York radio. And again, because of, like I said, you like I didn't actually say this. DJs, radio people cannot just pick and choose what they play on the air. You guys know that, but I don't know if the general public understands that. There's market testing that goes into that shit. They can't jump out of the fucking window and play a Joey Badass record in the middle of the day. You know, there is a mix show built for that, and if you listen to The New at 2, DJ Enough is putting on Dave East and Trey Pizzy and all these people every single solitary day, and Dougie F and all these people.
You're naming current people.
I know, but I'm just saying that, like, they're doing what they can. I can't speak for what they've been doing, but it's the same. It's the same argument every time.
No, but wait. We have to be objective here in this discussion.
And playing a record on Rosenberg's show is not breaking an artist.
Okay,
I'm just going to point that out.
Again, what can Rosenberg do?
I don't even
want
to talk about that. Rosenberg had a show where he got to play all of the Backpack Niggas that he enjoyed.
And he still does. Yeah, and he does. And they bring artists up for interviews. But if they're not getting the green light,
yeah, but didn't that show go away for a little while?
No, it was. It almost did, but it didn't. It never did. It's never missed a beat. But if they're not getting the green light from up ahead that they could play these records, then what the hell
all
are
right.
they going
to
do?
So wait, I don't want to talk about what's happening now. I think everyone will agree that Hot is doing what they can to be a bit more in tune with what's happening locally and on the local scene. I think this attack stems from the 2000s.
Yeah, maybe an older era. You're right. I agree with you. But the thing is, you know that, and I think these older people know that. These fucking kids jumping in don't fucking even know what battle they're fighting. They don't get that. You ask them, New York doesn't, Hot 97 plays nothing. Does nothing.
So, and I mentioned this. It's not just Hot. New York radio, period, ignored the ascension of the internet. They did. Both parties, both stations were very smug.
A little arrogant. A little pretentious.
Very, all of those words. You're taking them out of my mouth. And they did that kind of until they didn't have a choice.
I can agree with that. Yeah.
So, Power, I think, maybe started a little sooner because Power was a piece of shit and they were losing for a long time. I'm speculating.
From the outside looking in,
yeah. I'm only speculating. I have absolutely zero inside information. But when you're going down, I know you just start swinging at shit. And it worked. But shortly after, shit, every business had to pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
All of them. I'm not just talking about music. Every single business now had to pay attention to online. Everything I was trying to tell Kevin Lyles in 2003 and 2004.
Labels went through it too.
Yeah, everybody. So we can see that now. Now, that's point number one. Point number two, Tax, right? Tax does promote a lot of New York artists.
For sure.
Yeah, I think that's mainly what he's known for outside of his podcast.
Yeah.
Does anyone think he's doing this for free?
No, I think
he started out doing it for free.
Does he do it for free now?
Doubt it.
I would hope not.
I don't know the answer to that question, but I doubt it.
As do I.
I don't think that he is going as hard for the people he is going hard for free. Tex, if I'm wrong, feel free to correct me. I just don't know, but I'm speculating. So if that's the case, does he have an argument? Because that would make him and almost
like pale to Jace.
That would make. Well, yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, again, like Rory said, it might not have been like that in the beginning, and he might be getting with these artists, getting behind them because he believes in them. I doubt he's just taking a check from anybody.
Now, I think
let's look at the artists that he's promoting.
Wait, because I don't want to make it sound like I'm knocking a hustle, because I'm not.
Right. No, we get what you're saying.
I don't want people to miss my point. But, I'm not knocking that hustle if it exists.
But he's going hard for somebody because he's getting a check in his pocket is what you're saying. But, again, I don't think... I would like to think that he's not getting behind just anybody. I think these are artists he actually does believe in and wants to see prosper. And if it wouldn't, it'd be hustling backwards.
I would believe that
he
has genuine love for the Naya Supreme girl.
Yeah,
right?
Naima Supreme.
Yeah. Naima Supreme.
Millie Rock.
The Millie Rock dude.
Yeah.
What's my man with the song that I like?
I think he's been helping Designer, the Panda guy, the future of Jace.
Well, Shmurda.
Shmurda was his biggest one.
The Run Ricky Run dude.
Oh, Manolo Rose. Right.
Yeah. I think those were all from the bottom of his heart, more or less. I think he really liked those records and just pushed them. I don't think he was getting money from those at that time.
The way he promotes Millie Rock shit, I don't think he's not getting money for that. But again, I think he's getting behind it because he believes in it.
I want to ask him, Yeah, but even if you believe it, I want to know if you can pay for it.
Right.
I want to know.
Well, that would take away from
the argument,
the romanticism of promoting music.
That, but that's kind of my fucking point. I want to know what right anybody has to say. First of all, I think that a lot of parties are responsible for New York sound and scene being in the fucking toilet bowl. Mm-hmm. Radio is involved, yes. 50 is involved, yes. And I've said this years ago only because him going on Hot 97 and you niggas at Hot 97 let him. It was the best, greatest thing in the world when 50 came up there and read SoundScan and pointed out who did great and who did bad and who to fuck with and who not to fuck with, and fans who didn't know what the fuck SoundScan was or that it came out weekly or what was good and what was bad now had a very clear understanding of that and how they perceived their favorite artists or some of their least favorite artists changed at that point. Yes, I do think that plays a part. That's two. Samples. The death of sampling. That plays a part. There was a point in time where you could sample and clear. There was a fucking case recently. I think it was the Lord Finesse, what's the name case?
Oh, Mac Miller off a mixtape.
That case,
crazy as
that case changed everything.
Everything.
Poor Mac Miller.
And I don't know, now, did he end up? I don't know if he ended up winning though. Did he?
They settled. I don't know.
Settled. Right.
But because of that case,
so wild.
That was a great record.
We now have to, you know, if you're big enough or if the label cares enough, they're probably going to want to clear the sample on a mixtape.
Yeah.
Something that you are not actually physically
profiting off of.
Yeah, you could put some shit on Dat Piff. I'm fighting a case right now for that fucking Juggernaut shit. And I'm not paying. Suck my dick. So let's see. What else?
Play that during the trial.
I'm not paying for that. Fuck out of here.
Go over very well.
Let's see. What else do I think? So because of that, producers. All the producers who may have been prominent in the New York scene, they're not so prominent now.
Like, who else? Makers and shit like that.
Yeah, I can name a whole bunch of them.
Now, it's all Dipset's fault.
A lot of New York rappers, I won't say we got lazy, but we stopped producing a lot.
That's what I'm saying. Dipset's their fault. They fucking broke up and...
We stopped producing. Dipset, who was one of our more prominent groups, yeah. They broke up. G-Unit fucking broke up. Anybody
Come
from
on,
New
assholes.
York that was popping... They just...
Let us fucking down.
And then we went into our fucking... our Philly stage.
Mm-hmm.
Where we had Philly. We had Beans.
Shout out to y'all.
We had State Prop. We had Free.
State Property.
Chris and Neve.
We had
Young Guns.
We had the Rockefeller... section, the Philly Rockefeller section. We had them. That was the New York sound that we loved.
It really was.
It was just coming from Philly.
Oh my God. Even though what we faster. Do is wrong. That shit was on the radio every day.
Oh wait, so me and Rory the other day, this is what I told you to fucking remind me about, you piece of shit, and you didn't remind me. Me
was
and
just
Rory
about
were
to.
Talking about perfect segue to all the fucking waves,
man.
In New York.
Oh no, you wrote it down in your phone to remind. This is your fault.
Remember in hip hop in New York when everything had to be reggae?
Yeah.
There was some reggae influence on every fucking thing. This is when all you fucking real reggae people hated Sean Paul.
Like 03.
For doing Baby Boy.
Uh-huh.
Y'all hated that light-skinned nigga for stealing y'all shit and popping off. That's one wave. I wanted to kill myself during that reggaeton wave. And if Nori really tried to leave us.
Summer 04 with Nori and Nina Sky. Noriega,
I love you so much for seeing
me too. That song. Tag the War Report.
Yeah, you made T.O. and Y, Nori.
The Blood Money, The War Report is my favorite fucking hip-hop
Nori on
ever.
The run eating. Super Thug. What? Nori, you tried to leave us.
Nori got a podcast now, by the way.
Nori tried to fucking leave us, man.
Word.
Look, I like it.
Fucking walked out of Queens.
Shout out
I thought
to
I was
Nina
in Puerto
Sky
Rico.
And shout out to Tego
That's
Caldero.
Another
oh
shit we
my God.
Me and Joe
Wait
Sife.
A minute.
Sife, I love you to death and everything
I
you
love
contributed
you too,
to hip hop. But you took two white chicks.
Nina Sky. They're Spanish.
You
pardon us, please.
All right, Marissa. I don't care. They're white to me.
Marissa,
two white chicks.
Wait, Rory, hold up. Stop interrupting us while we diss your people. Like, stop, because these are good jokes that you keep interrupting. Let Rory
Words,
talk.
Kill my whole timing.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Sife brought two fucking white chicks from Astoria, Queens, and turned them into fucking reggae artists with Move Your Body.
Oh, my God. Yep, it's true. He did.
Mm-hmm.
He did, I remember. Shout out to Nina Sky.
They're not white.
That was a great record, but still. Mm-hmm. Oh, that was a that whatever was a rough
they
time was.
Should they have been coming out from Astoria doing some fucking reggae?
They were just singing over a rhythm beat, but it wasn't reggae.
Yeah, that's when everybody was doing Lumi D. Everybody had something going.
Was
on
that
up
the
here.
Worst transition from reggaeton rap to the Little John Snap era? Was that like the worst
that,
transition
that's,
in hip hop history?
That is what happened.
Yeah, yeah.
That was rough.
Hey, you know what? I got to shout out to Ron Browse. Ron Browse, man, I feel bad for you, man.
Oh, then we went into that era.
I feel bad for Ron Browse. Ron Browse, all these niggas is doing what you was doing. Bryson Tiller, Tory Lanez.
Nah, real shit.
Yo, who else? Fucking Johnny Ray. All these niggas is just doing what you was doing way back then. And right after, what was it? What was the last Ron Browse record that was that worked?
Jumping out.
It was Jumping Out the Window?
Was it?
I thought there was
or
one
Or Give Me $20.
Pop Champagne.
Oh. No, Pop Champagne was first. Did he? Yeah.
The one with,
the first
one. One with Jimmy Fox. Didn't he produce or write it? The Blame It on Alcohol?
Might have.
If he didn't, that was just a ripoff of Ron Brown.
Yeah.
Well,
it might have been. He might have been involved in that.
That's fucked up, man. Ron Brown, come take your shit back.
He can make some. I mean, he did what? He did Ebonics for Big L. He did Ether for Nas.
No,
he's got
about,
credits
not,
before. He can
I'm
come
not
back.
I'm not talking about his production.
But he can reinvent himself. Oh, by the way, there's.
He did Young Niggas for Joe Budden on Moon Music 3. Shout out to him.
Drake has a new artist you might like R&B situation.
Is it reggaeton?
No, but it just you made me think of it when you're just naming Tory Lanez.
Who is it?
People, Bryson Tiller. It's Division, but it's DVSN. And they're like all shrouded in secrecy. You don't know who they are. They don't have a face yet. They just have a symbol.
So the Magic Jordan.
No,
yeah.
Division.
And the Weekend Blueprint.
Yeah,
wait, Division.
Exactly
Division is the group. Wait a minute. Are these girls?
No, it's men. They have 4 songs on their SoundCloud, and their Instagram is, I think, just it's like Division, and then there's like other letters. But yeah. So
no, I'm gonna stick with one OVO artist at a time. I'm waiting for Party to come do something. Party, we need that reference work that
Keke Palmer
was playing. Real niggas need that, Party. And you tweeted me last year that this past summer or spring you would have a project coming out. You lied to me, but I understand it. I'm sure that you are working with Drake on his shit and your shit. And whenever Views from the Six drops, I'm sure you will drop shortly after him, just because that's smart, business savvy shit to do. But yeah, as far as the other people, I try to limit my OVO artists to one at a time. Who else is over there?
Majid Jordan.
Oh, I like Majid Jordan.
Roy Woods.
I was disappointed at the Majid Jordan album.
Yeah.
Now that it's settled in with me. Roy Woods, I like two of his songs.
I Love McConan is still signed to the label.
Fuck him. Who else is there?
I think he could still make some.
I wouldn't give a fuck what he could do. It's going to be fuck him even if he come out with the Benjamins.
You just mad he got skinny and looks like you now.
He doesn't
look
like me.
Him at all.
But congratulations for the weight loss.
Yeah, that was
that's a big deal, man. That's a lot of money on coke.
He said he did it in 3 months.
I know.
We had a random drunk.
You know how much money you got to spend in coke to lose that much weight? See, Marissa, that's why you have to get fired from this show. You don't even pick up on my good shit.
It was an investment.
I got it. I got the joke.
Well, react to it, okay. Damn it. And that's why you're going to get fired.
Thank you.
That right there is why you're going to get fired. Wait, where am I at? Where am I at? Oh, wait. I got to backtrack. Brooklyn, why is this panda disguised kid okay?
Right, it's very confusing.
Why is this all right?
Well, I was called a hater because I said he sounds like Future.
It does sound like Future.
He knows he sounds like
and
Future.
And I'm not saying that, but yeah, he's Instagramming jokes about looking and sounding like Future. And I'm not saying this to hate. I'm saying this because I thought it was Future.
So did a lot of people.
But why is this okay? Now, wait, I don't want to knock this kid's hustle. Get it how you got to get it, baby.
Word.
But I want to know why it's all right. Do we have an answer?
We don't.
No.
Even like industry.
You got to talk to somebody that thinks it's okay.
Yeah.
I want to talk to Gentrified Brooklyn. If y'all could tweet me with like a logical reason as to why it's okay to blatantly jack someone.
I don't think he's Gentrified Brooklyn.
Well, nope. Doesn't,
no, but Gentrified Brooklyn is the people. This is Gentrified Brooklyn because
allowing it
old Brooklyn is Big, Hove, Fab.
So Gentrified Hip Hop Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Not Williamsburg, organic, fresh Squeezly juice type shit.
Squeezly?
It's a brand. Look it up.
Oh.
Yeah, it is a brand.
I tried to play you and I played myself.
Well, congratulations. That happens a lot. I think that happens every time you try to play someone.
Rob Markman was making the point of, and I do somewhat agree with this, that these kids now, all of them, are growing up in the internet era and not necessarily like the Bigs, the Nas's, and the people that came up right underneath them, that they don't have.
This is Future that he's jacking.
I know, but he's getting Future it from the internet.
Future is very relevant now.
Yeah, and this kid's
he's
18.
He's probably the most relevant now.
This kid is 18 years old.
What? I think it's time for Future Hive to show their colors.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna lie, Future Hive.
You
nigga.
You let Young Metro tag on a Kanye West album and then a fucking Future impression.
I seen y'all ride out on like Ciara.
Word.
I seen you y'all pussy, ride out on Russell Wilson.
Future Hive is pussy.
That's Rory. Tory Lanez saying that. I'm certainly not saying that. But Future Hive, I ain't gonna lie, y'all do look a little suspect out there letting this paint.
Funny in
shit.
The light. Y'all not looking like Stans.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd like an answer from. I asked Future Hive over the weekend. They sounded just as confused as me. They were like, listen, I don't know,
listen,
bro.
Man, they so high on that shit. They, don't they probably thought it was Future,
I
too.
Wonder how Future feels about it.
About what?
I don't think
he cares.
We were playing the record when he came on when he came by the other day, and he just didn't even flinch.
Well, the thing about Future, one of the reasons that Future is so ill, it's not just because of how he sounds. He makes great music.
And you know what else? We haven't heard a single solitary other record from this kid. He doesn't have a SoundCloud that has like other shit on it.
Like, I felt like Camilo played a record yesterday on
maybe
the
he finally has something.
That,
yeah,
that was
good.
This guy's record, and I thought it sounded pretty good too. Good. I hope he doesn't continue to put out good music. I have to backtrack and recant all of this shit.
Yeah,
which I have no problem doing if he continues to like if he shows him proves himself to like be great.
Yeah,
I'm not buying off of one record.
And yeah. Maybe this
he
was
gonna
just
make
like a
April
fun
April Madness
record.
And get us all the fuck out of here.
Yeah, because I'd like to. I hope it's great.
You can't, have you guys seen his videos of him like performing the song? He like fucking goes nuts. Son,
I've seen it.
It's kind of enjoyable though.
I mean, he's having fun.
Yeah, I can't lie.
I'm not mad at anybody having fun. Yeah. But old niggas have seen this movie before. Gorilla Black, I heard one record from him and then never heard from him again.
And he was like a who?
He was Biggie.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. Like super duper.
He was Biggie.
Yeah.
Shit, to me, Shine was Biggie.
I was going to say, Shine got away with it.
Shine was Biggie. Well, because Shine was skinny and light skinned and had great music.
And looked nothing. Yeah. They're also saying this kid, when he talks, he sounds like Future too. So it's like not fair. This is their argument.
How old is he?
18.
Oh, all right. Well,
all right.
He's just emulating something.
All right. If he's 18, I'm shutting up.
Yeah, I said this like 1,000 times.
Because if he's 18,
bully.
If he's 18, then he
that's
should.
That's what I'm saying. He's young.
Like
he grew
Future.
Up on the internet era. That's all he got.
Yeah. He should sound like Future.
Yeah.
All right. I take it all back, Panda.
I was saying when we were talking about age like 10 minutes ago.
Is his name Panda?
No. The song designer. Is he's designer with two eyes.
That's gay.
Well, he's 18.
All right, so it's not gay. Well,
answer for everything. Hey,
if designer is gay, is fabulous gay?
Fabulous.
It was. Yeah, it was.
He just made it cool because we enjoyed spelling his name so much.
It was F-A-B-O.
And now it seriously still US. Fucks me up when I go to write fabulous. It's
it like, was gay, but he was such a dope lyricist, and he was consistent and made great music. We didn't care anymore. Then it sounded hard.
Yeah.
Oh, it's F-A-B-O. The bitches was loving him, but it was gay at first.
A little bit. Yeah.
No, a lot of checking. It. Nigga changed the whole fucking spelling of the word fabulous.
He literally did. Like, he changed
first of
it.
All, fabulous, that is the gay people's word.
That it, the fabulous, honey. You're right.
But we steal everything from gay people. Mm-hmm. Well, really, y'all. Women steal everything from gay people.
Okay. Like, eyebrows on fleek. Things like that.
Yeah.
Actually, it was a girl that came up with that.
Nah, I'm not wrong. Okay. I'm not wrong. It was a gay dude somewhere that did it. Okay. Slay. That's gay.
That is a little gay.
Y'all do take a lot of shit from gay people. Y'all want to be gay so bad.
Okay.
Y'all want to be gay men so bad. Why? Why do they want to be gay men so much? Hey, why come women hate men so much but are besties with gay men?
Women do not hate men.
Because they don't act like men.
So they like.
I had a question. I was watching.
They like men that act like women.
I was watching Catfish and there was two gay
how's that
couple
still
on there.
On?
Why are you still watching Catfish?
And it looked like they were about to scrap. And I was wondering to myself, is it domestic violence if a gay man places a hand on another gay man that he's in a relationship with?
It's always domestic violence if it's a couple.
Joe Budden has absolutely nothing to say on the topic of domestic violence. Joe Budden does not know whether it's called domestic violence when a gay man puts his hand on another gay man, nor does Joe Budden want to be involved in anything that has anything to do with domestic violence. That's Rory and that's Marissa. I'm out of this.
Joe Budden does not support domestic violence.
Joe Budden does not support or condone domestic violence, whether it's gay domestic violence.
Whether
Wait,
it's fabulous.
Is there a word? Is there a word for gay domestic violence?
Gay on gay crime? No.
No.
It's not appropriate.
Trans violence.
No, it's still domestic violence, you guys. They are a regular couple like everybody else.
Hey, Sam Smith, you're my guy. I really love your album.
I want Sam Smith back.
I loved your entire album. Number one, I'm mad that they made you Pee Wee Herman with your fucking McConan diet that you're on, number one. And number two, why does Sam Smith think that he is the first gay person to ever win an Oscar? That's what I mean about people.
The nerd. From he can remember. I didn't even know that was him on the screen.
How old is Sam Smith?
21, maybe.
Then why? Then shut the fuck up then about the history of some shit. I get it. Fucking people from that community, they love to rep. They rep harder than Brooklyn niggas. They rep harder than fucking gangs, bloods,
Joey just
crips.
Put his fist up for a visual.
I definitely don't want it with.
They
gay
rep
hive.
Harder. They rep harder.
Gay hive, Rory. Seriously,
really.
What?
It's
this
the
is,
L.
That's
it's
where
the
going?
LB.
I have no problem with gay people.
LBGT.
Yeah, that feels good.
We should look that up because I don't want no beef with them.
Lesbian, bisexual, gay, transgender.
Yeah, yes. I think it's LBGT. Yeah, yeah, I don't want to beef with that community. But yeah.
I got gay friends.
I get that he's up there.
Was that like the
rapping.
I have black friends racist
yeah,
thing
it's
there?
The same exact thing. Fucking piece of white shit. Yeah, it's the same exact. I don't know. I don't know. I just feel like Sam Smith should do his fucking research, even though it was a proud moment. He wanted to rap. I get it. But no, rap, Sam rap. Smith, you are not the first gay person to fucking grace the stages of the stage of the Oscars. Jesus. I felt like Wiz Khalifa's Fast and Furious song should have been nominated.
100% agree.
Was that this year? That could have done it this year?
Yeah, he was nominated.
Oh, that's
for,
fucked up. That should have won.
What was the other
one?
Wasn't
even nominated?
What were you pissed off we didn't want? The Golden Globes. He was nominated for that.
Oh, that's bullshit.
That's bullshit.
I know.
That record was huge.
The Sam Smith
How
song.
How was that not
won.
Super charted? Like,
yo, white people
week.
Don't even acknowledge nothing we like.
Right.
Like to not
but
even
Fast
acknowledge
and the Furious
that.
Was such a popular.
And it has a white guy
and
on the
we
chorus.
We were honoring one of you guys. We were honoring fucking Paul Walker.
The fucking blonde hair, blue eyed Paul Walker.
Yeah, but they probably think Paul Walker's black too. Mm. Yeah, we did claim him.
But I mean, they had Charlie Puth on the record or Puth, whatever. He's super white. They had that. Couldn't Damn. Just give it to Wiz.
That record was like number one on Billboard for a long time.
For a long, like all summer long.
So to be absent from the, Jesus, Mary and Joseph. I don't get it. I don't get it. Yeah, I'm lost. Mm. Oh, Jacquees. Any of y'all know who Jacquees is?
The singer from Atlanta?
Jacquees, knock it the fuck off, all right?
Oh, beefing with your man?
He's beefing with everybody. He's beefing with Eric Bellinger. He's beefing with Tory Lanez. He's beefing with anybody. He keeps beefing with people who make better music than him. I say that as someone who has all of Jacquees' projects and feel it is still his best song.
Oh, that's old boy we listen to on the way to the
podcast. Yeah, so
oh,
until
yeah,
he
yeah,
makes a better song than Feel It, shut the fuck up dissing niggas who have great music in the marketplace. Tory Lanez, Eric Bellinger being two of them. I could see Imani going to L.A. and just beefing with fucking Jacquees or somebody. Shout out to Imani who upped and
He did
picked
it
up.
Started out,
he's gone.
Imani
man.
Is not in New York. He
oh,
is now a
shit.
Proud member of Law. Well, I don't know.
Of L.A. Hive?
Yeah, he's in Los Angeles. He's got a crib out there. He got the nerve to go out there and not leave behind the number to none of his hoes with real niggas.
Wow.
How fucking inconsiderate
Shout
is that?
Shout out to E. I'm going to fucking stay at your place when I go to...
Yeah, I'm going to probably move out there too now.
Why don't y'all go?
I'm out there at the end of the month.
Rory
Palooza,
LA,
tickets
on sale now. Let's start plugging stuff right now.
Oh,
well, yeah, I was going to get to that.
Everybody slow it down. Rory Henny Palooza, right? The 26th.
March 26th.
I am going to try to go to this one. I never go to Henny Palooza. I'm going to try to go to this one.
Tickets are on sale at HennyPalooza.com.
I'm not paying.
Oh,
I'm not paying to go.
I thought this was the year to support your friends. That's what Twitter said.
Did they? Did they say that for him?
There's a meme going around.
Oh, my God, man. Anyway, go ahead.
Yo, you would support all your idols, but not your mans?
Oh, I have seen that.
The last Henny Palooza in LA was lit. It looked lit.
Yeah, and
the
it was still
it was
sick
very...
that I missed it.
Now, I do know that some people just take really good pictures of shit when it's not lit, but it looked really
that
lit.
That shit was by far the littest.
I'm going to come, and I hope not to bag any LA woman. I'm so off of fucking LA
women. LA women are where? Well, speaking of that, the weekend before, we are live at South by Southwest.
South by Southwest.
South by South Podcast.
Austin, Texas. Yeah, South by South Podcast. Yeah, way to go.
Thanks.
Way to go. Yeah, so we are live there, live podcast. That is Saturday, March 19th, right? Do I have the days right?
You have it right. Proper.
It's at the Madison, and tickets are on sale for $20. The link is intplsxsw.eventbrite.com. That is, I'll name this podcast later, South by Southwest abbreviated, if you want to know why all those random letters are there. Get your tickets. We are excited to come.
Get your tickets. We're excited to come. Nikki Heaton and her manager, they both told me that they would be guests on my shit. But then I never followed up with it. So
wait, that night or somewhere else?
No, when we was in LA. They both said that they want to do my podcast.
Oh, just eventually, not South By.
No.
Just meant in,
no,
like, in general.
No, in South By.
Oh, yeah.
If they're, well, they are there.
Well, MGK and them are going to be there too, so they did say they would try to come too. So.
Oh, we could have a couple guests.
Yeah.
That could be cool.
They don't know if it's for sure Saturday, though. So
I never followed up with Nikki or her manager. So if you're listening to this, just tweet Nikki and tell her that she should do the podcast in Austin. And I'll text her and tell her the same thing, and that'll be the end of that.
Yeah, and it wasn't MGK. It was Slim that said it, so we still...
Oh, yeah.
Don't tweet MGK.
Yeah. Yo, Marissa loves to name drop shit way before it's like official. Way to go, Madi.
She just get an idea and be like, yeah, let's do that.
You can tweet Slim.
Yeah.
Cleveland.
All right, is there something else we need to be promoting?
Our shirts.
We put out shirts. We're going to put out a different color every week. So right now...
Can we change the color of my face, please?
It already is changed.
It's already changed. You're lower.
I'm still not that dark.
All right, just accept it.
Well, talk to Johnny, because I've told him 30
times.
And you're
not that dark.
I've told Johnny a thousand times.
All right, because it costs more money for the fucking... I get it. All right, go ahead.
God, you suck at promoting.
Super.
I will put the link to the t-shirts in the SoundCloud and iTunes bio because
it's also
a
in my
shitty
Twitter
link.
And Instagram bio. So
we have three different style t-shirts. If you don't want our fucking faces on, which I kind of understand, on a t-shirt, we have one without it. And we're going to do a different color every week. The black one is available now. The white one will always be available. Don't make your white entitlement joke, Joseph.
Not saying a word. not saying a word.
Don't get a peep at a
mouth. But I will say.
How did I know, man?
You on that t-shirt, it looks like you've been shaving.
With Bevel? Could it be?
Is that new Bevel copy I see? Are we remixing?
I wouldn't know. If I was the right color on a fucking t-shirt, I'd be able to look at the beard. But. Let's see here. Oh. But y'all know what it is right by now. Y'all, if you've seen me as of late, I probably look wonderful. You probably said to yourself, damn, Joe has one of the cleanest shaven beards I have ever seen.
I'm sure.
And hopefully you were a girl if you had that thought. And if you were a guy and you had that thought, it's all right, only for this one time only. Know why? I use with the shaver that all real men should use out there. I used Bevel. Yep. This episode is brought to you by Bevel, the first and only shaving system designed specifically for coarse, curly hair and sensitive skin. So basically, it's designed for us. Not really us, because Rory used it too. Hey, Bevel, didn't I ask y'all to send me the new shit?
The electric shit. I've been hitting our guy about
Bevel,
it.
Bevel.
Not ready yet. That's what I was told.
Oh, come on, Bevel.
I'm really excited for the electric razor.
Come on, Bevel.
But you should try out the regular razor first, just to know how great the electric razor will be.
Yeah, just to know how amazing Bevel and all of their products are. Listen, start shaving smarter today at GetBevel. That's GetBevel.com. We've got a special offer this month. Use code JOEFREE at checkout to get your first month's membership free. Once again, that's GetBevel.com.
Giving shit out for free.
Free 99. Tell them I sent you with code JOEFREE, JOEFREE. I was hoping that I didn't have to spell that out for you guys, but fuck it. I'll just throw it out there. We live.
I'm excited.
I think, and if you're coming to the podcast, the live podcast in Austin, you will be able to see the work of Bevel products as Rory and myself and Madi's mustache will all be gone.
You know what?
I knew it was coming.
I'm going to give out a free Bevel razor at the Austin South By show.
Say really.
I really will. Well, that's if it doesn't get confiscated at airport security.
Can I try to catch it? Boy, they're not throwing it like a bouquet.
Pause. Yeah, I'll give it out for free.
We're also going to have merch, guys, so by the way.
We will have merch.
Yeah, as you probably figured out by us trying to sell the merch.
Yeah.
We're selling really a movement. We're not selling it for profit.
I'm so horrible at...
Promo?
Yeah, promoting.
I almost
anything.
Fell off my chair when you posted the South by flyer on Instagram. I was like, oh, look at Rory poking and prodding.
No, Rory posted that.
I took his phone
he
in
took
the poking
phone.
Yeah, I know, I figured. But I was still proud.
Looked at mad at my fucking videos I had.
Nice.
Why are you looking at my videos and my shit, man?
Well, they were open and I was trying to escape
them.
Good,
I got some good shit in my phone. We still got the Joe Budden mentoring channel coming soon. Trying to help you children. Mighty, don't fucking do that on air. Dude, is that a bull nose ring?
Is it a bull nose ring? No,
what's that called?
It's just a regular hoop.
No, thank God the bull nose ring went away. That was like a thing for a year.
Oh, yeah, that's when it's in between.
Yeah. Oh, man. You know who has that? Fucking Smoke.
Mighty, stop talking about your ex-boyfriend that left you 5 years ago.
He didn't leave me.
Yo, you know who? I was in a car with Ryan coming back from the Poconos, and he was on Spotify Guess what song? What? Well, guess what artist came on as I pulled into my driveway?
Who? Not Jay-Z, because it's not on there.
Who?
Aaron Camper. Aaron Camper had a song on fucking Spotify, and it
Who's
sounded
Aaron
pretty
Camper?
Good. Aaron Camper is somebody who was fucking who I was introduced to from Marissa. I will say that. This is
he's a rapper.
He's a singer.
He's a singer. Okay.
He's a singer. He used to do backup for Chris Brown, and he had a song called
Julia.
Sarah. And Madi thought that this song was the greatest song in the universe. She put it on all of our phones, so we used to play it to troll her. And that was that. So that was the last I had heard of Aaron Camper until I pulled into my driveway, and there he was with a song that didn't sound half bad. But he's a talented guy.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, you should call him up sometime.
He actually texted me the other day to listen to his records, and I didn't reply. Sorry.
Oh. Jeez.
sleeper songs of the week.
Yes.
You guys go first.
Ty Dolla $ign. It's a song called Plays. He put it out recently as part of like some like Red Bull Sound Select or one of those situations. Super, super dope R&B track. Don't know who produced it, but you will know when it's up on our SoundCloud links.
This week I'm gonna go with, and I want to preface this with saying, after Anticipation 2, I stopped listening to any mixtape that Trey Songz ever put out. So I want to say that. However, he put out some mixtape. What the fuck? I don't know the name of it, but the song is called "Blessed," and I love it.
Wait, with like other people on it?
No.
No, that's a different
this
one.
This is Blessed. Trey Songz was on a Trey Songz mixtape. I can tell you what mixtape right now. This is with Drama. He did a whole mixtape with Drama.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
And Drama
about.
Was talk. Blessed is like the first song, and Drama's talking. It's a slow beat, and then dropped. That shit is fucking crazy hard. And maybe I'm just full of gratitude and extremely thankful to my higher power, so that's why I feel a little more. But yo, go check that out. Trey Songz, Blessed with DJ Drama.
Great. I have two today.
Also, I'm going to name another one, too. Adrian Marcel, Waiting, featuring Wale. Old song. Actually, Wale's on the remix. He might have put it there himself. But even the regular song is dope and amazing. Adrian Marcel, we need some new shit from you. Because that whole project, it was a few sleepers on there that was dope. But Waiting is the song you need to hear. Adrian Marcel, Waiting. All right, Rory, my bad.
The first one is going to be in honor of E leaving us. I know Joe's been championing the song on his fucking, what's the thing you do? Periscope. Imani, The Other Side of Love off the 4 a.m.
Oh my God.
Mixtape.
Jesus, Mary.
It's a phenomenal song. If you haven't heard it yet, I'm going to recommend that one. And then to continue on my Neo Soul streak, I'm going to recommend King Hey. It was sampled on Kendrick Lamar's Section 80, so you may recognize it when you start playing it. That is also a phenomenal song. That's all I got.
This is a random sidebar, but because you said Trey Songz, I was thinking it would be kind of cool if him and Dave East did like a summer in Miami visit situation, like kind of carrying Harlem's Torch. And that was like when Trey Songz was just starting out 10 years ago and now he's established.
Well, if he did it with what? With
Trey Songz. I think that'd be really cool.
Does Dave East make girl songs?
He does and he doesn't.
He did one with Mac Wilds that I thought.
Yeah, and I think that could be like a big, like it could do
he
something dope
He
for
should
him.
Do more girl songs.
Yeah, and because he has a very big woman
love
fan
him.
Base.
Bitches love
yeah.
him.
Yeah, but he might be one of. He might be in that phase. He might be in that phase.
No,
he
in that early phase. He's done some dope girl records though. Like he's been remixing a lot of shit lately, so that's been kind of dope.
No, he's been buzzing. He's been doing a lot of shit.
In my opinion, he's the top in New York as far as up and coming, real up and coming.
I absolutely agree.
That might be hard to argue with, but I don't know who else is up and coming in New York.
I don't. I mean, there's
Trey Pizzy.
Yeah, Trey Pizzy.
People seem
Rose.
To like Trey Pizzy.
Yeah.
But I think Dave is
I think
a
he's
bit higher
the
than
the highest up.
I know that fucking song I love from him with Nas. Oh, my God. I love that.
Oh, Forbes List?
Forbes List.
I like KD. That's a good record. You heard KD?
KD is hard. I played you KD before.
I was about to say. I like that too, right?
Yeah. KD is hard.
Like, I don't hear anything that the young people listen to unless Rory plays it for me.
Broke is another good record. That was from his
Oh, yeah. Joe Budden, All Love Lost, Broke. Oh.
No.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah,
no. To E1, it's a sleeper song.
Rory is still funny 2 months later.
I'm proud.
And on that note, I'm getting the fuck out of here. I will name this podcast later, episode number 55. We gone.
Yep.
What was that? Monty, can you do the last word? Rory's in here.
Oh,
yo,
I didn't,
what
I wasn't
the
even
fuck is the Irish fuck shit he's doing? Let's just stick to the script, Rory.
Okay, bye, bitches.
That was better.
That was better.
Rory, stop it.
Last word. Peace.